Good morning. Glad to have you with us here for another Read the Word. Thank you for being with us every day. Thank you for enjoying the Word of God. More than anything, your spirit man, you the spirit on the inside is saying thank you for helping us get ourselves in the right place with God. First John chapter 4 says, that the Father is seeking those who would worship Him in spirit and in truth. So the majestic Word of God is of absolute importance in our life every day. So here we go. A lot of Psalms to read tonight. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come together. 105. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and I will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Psalm 89, 2 minutes. I will sing. Wait. Remembering the covenant with David and sorrow for lost blessings. Interesting. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. Well, now there's a word right there. For I have said mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. And I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Verse 5. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who in any part of the earth can be compared to the Lord? And you think about it, and he lives inside of you. Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon, the two mountain peaks. Lost it. Rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your faith. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. I want you to see this. 5:13. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. That's verse 14. Verse 8, your faithfulness surrounds you. Mercy and truth go before you. That's who God is. Righteousness and justice are the very foundations of the throne of God. He can't do anything besides those two. The problem is, most people want God to be righteous, but they don't want him to be just, because justice deals with the bad guy. And too many people want to protect the bad guy. Oh, he didn't know what he was doing. No, he knew what he was doing. Keep going. 16, in your name they rejoice all day long. In your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Verse 19, then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One, and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one, chosen from the people. I have found my servant David with my holy oil. I have anointed him with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of the wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, look at this, and plague those who hate him. You don't want God bringing a plague on you. Well, that's a pretty serious plague. 24, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. In my name his horn shall be exalted, and I will set his hand over the sea, and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. Jesus is King of all kings. My mercy I'll keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. Say it with me. God's faithfulness never fails. God's faithfulness never fails. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the thing which comes out of my mouth. Anything that you find in this word that stands to harmonious teaching all the way through it, you can count on it. God is not going to change it. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. God is making a commitment to David that David's seed will always be on the throne of Israel, shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. To this day, the city of David still stands. That's a long time ago. That's like 4,000 years ago. Verse 38, but you have cast off and abhorred. You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You've made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword and have not sustained him in battle. You have made his glory cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth you have shortened. You have covered him with shame. Selah. Stop and think about it. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what futility you have created all the children of man. What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servants, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples. That's a word about Jesus. He bore in his own being the sins of us all, with which your enemies have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Psalm 89. One thing about David, he told it like it is.
What happened to verse
52?
52? Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen.
That's a good verse. I'm glad she read it. It looked to me like it was part of the next deal.
It's
96. I'll read all the verses this time. 12:17. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Well, I'll sing this one. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. I don't know if I sound like I'm from Israel, but I mean, you know. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. I ain't singing this one. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. He shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. You think about how much this earth is probably crying out for a deliverance from the wickedness that is on it. Can you imagine? God created this earth perfect with no sin. Psalm 114:45. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Yeah. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, bless his holy name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 101, the promised faithfulness of the Lord. David makes a vow and profession of godliness. I will sing of the mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I don't know if it sounds good to you, but I like it. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Do it. Just do it. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks, in a perfect way, he shall preserve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. David was pretty serious right there, wasn't he? Now, he's in a different position than you and I are in. So don't get crazy here. Psalm 105, the eternal faithfulness of the Lord. You can find this in Exodus 7 through Exodus 11 and 1 Chronicles 16. This would be 1745. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. That's what we endeavor to do here every day. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. That was his covenant to Abraham to bless his descendants to 1,000 generations. That's pretty serious. 9. The covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan, and the allotment of your inheritance. When they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted not one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before him, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid to irons until the time that his word came to pass. You got to know your word. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. To bind his princes at his pleasure and to keep his elders wisdom. Teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came from Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. I like it when that happens. When God increases you, it's going to make you stronger than your enemies. Glory be to God. 24. I had to write that one down. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their flesh. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of the kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees, and explained the trees and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn of the land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail and sanctified them with the bread of heaven. But he opened the ark, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the land of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes forever and ever, and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Psalm 132, the eternal dwelling of God in Zion. David's prayer at the removal of the ark. Did I copy that down right? Yep, 132. Lord, remember David in all his afflictions. How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slander to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the woods. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and you let your saints shout with joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away its face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. If your sons will keep my commandments and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your thrones forever. Wow. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I walk. Here I will delight, for I have desired it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. 15. I looked away. Just don't look away without putting your finger down. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Hallelujah! Therefore, I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. There are so many promises. 27:31. There are so many promises in that group of verses. If that was all you had, what we got? 1, 2, 3. If that was all you had was those 6 Psalms, there's enough word and gospel in those 6 Psalms for you to live on all the days of your life. It is just that good in Jesus' mighty name. Well, now we're going to pray the prayer of salvation like we do every time we come here. Because if you're here under the sound of my voice, I'm going to give you the opportunity to get your heart right with God. It's a 60-second prayer. If you are truly serious with God from the innermost depths of your life, you will be right with him as we pray this prayer. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of
everybody
Jesus.
Everybody pray with me. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
I thank you for it, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that you died and rose for me.
Thank you that you died and rose again for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
I live in power.
Understand the word of
understand
God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen and amen. 29:50. Now, you might say, Pastor, what just happened? The light of the world just filled you with light. Darkness is gone. The author and finisher of faith just came to live within you. His name's Jesus. So the author's in you, and the finisher's in you, that means your faith is going to be strong. Want to say it? My faith will be strong. You just asked Jesus to come in with all of his love, mercy, and grace, and he did. You said, fill me with your righteousness, and he did. You said, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and he did. You are now a walking powerhouse in God, right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. From this day forward, your responsibility is to walk with God, your Father, every day. Begin to talk to him like he's the most loving Father there is on the face of this earth. And then just walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, it's not all we got, but it's all we're saying. And thank you for being with us tonight. For those of you that maybe have not seen it yet, there's a link in the comments or in the notes that states it is set up. There's a link that's for all of the Read the Words from January 1st until right now today. You can send that to anybody. It would take them a couple weeks to get caught up to us, but they would be caught up, and then they could be doing this with us throughout the rest of the year. Or just jump in right where we are right now, and you can catch the beginning of next year, in Jesus' mighty name. All right, my email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Our mailing address, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58A02, in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this, we love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.